Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Well, it was my anniversary last Friday, and day of celebration. Brent planned dinner for Melissa and prepared her a special little card. I even did an origami envelope and put it inside of there, et cetera, et cetera. And right before we get ready to go to dinner, I get a phone call from Lori. You guys have heard me talk about Dale and Lori, and Lori said to me she had some bad news, and I thought, uh-oh, maybe her mother had passed or something like that. And as it turns out, my good friend and brother Dale died of a cardiac arrest. Wasn't aware that he was in the hospital. I had literally spoken to him the month before on his birthday. We always call each other on our birthdays and wish each other well. And Dale would check in on me periodically and vice versa, but we hadn't seen each other in 4 years to the day. So it was really a shock to get that. One of my classmates, one of the people that I've known for decades, and I get this news right before my anniversary dinner, which didn't make it the best of news, but it is what it is. And I just wanted to, you know, anytime somebody close to you dies, you have to go, introspective. It's in that nature of things. And we've learned to discipline death, that certainly in the decades that have passed, because, you know, it's one of those things that's going to keep on happening. You're going to lose people close to you, and it's going to make you think about life differently. And this is no different. I mean, my first reaction was despair, needless to say. And then I reflected on my life with my buddy Dale. I wrote about him in my book when he maybe outran me in the fifth grade. And my comedy routine, I tell that story as a racist joke. I've talked about it in my book, my first book, The Big Black Lie. So in some ways, you know, Dale will be remembered forever. I don't know how many people are going to know him by name or that, but I certainly remember that, his quirky attitude. And Dale was a guy that people would probably underestimate, because he never appeared to be more than what he was. But he was, like I said, when we ran, I looked at Dale like, you got to be kidding. You better grow some different legs before you try to race me. But he was like, no, I think I can beat you. And it was kind of like when he came to a conclusion. It was like, one of the things that Bill was noted for, he rode a unicycle all the time. This guy's sense of balance was uncanny, because he rode a unicycle everywhere. I could barely ride a bike, much less try to put me on one wheel, but he'd take that unicycle, hop up, grab his books, he did grab his books before he hopped up, and he'd take off on that unicycle all over the place. I mean, and move on it, like one of these motorized, what do they call it? I don't know what that machine is that cops now use. It's got the two wheels and they just kind of trike along. But Dale did it with one wheel and he moved fast. I'm not going to tell you he could outrun a bike or outride a bike, but I'm telling you, he could move fast on it. And it was a marvel. I remember when we built this, we went to build our own little musical instruments. Think of it, what do they call that thing? Like, not a Yazoo or whatever, but all the kids built it. And I built mine, and it was horrible. You had to cut a little hole in it and put the, I'm talking about a little blowhole and all this, and put your mouthpiece on it and all that. And Dale brought his the day that they were due, and mine was more like a kazoo. I just had to make sound like that, but his actually worked. I'll never forget it. And you got to understand, I grew up poor. I was scrounging around for the right tools. My grandfather had no idea what I was going to do. And, but he helped me as much as he could. And Dale took it. And I remember the precision in which he made it. And thought to myself, wow, how'd you do that? Then we did UIL for trombone. We both played trombone. We were competitive as heck. And Dale got first chair in trombone. And it just drove me crazy. I got third chair. And we sat between a guy that farted. It was horrible. Finally, we traded so I could be upwind from him. But you just remember things. Dale was the first, he was a guy that had his own apartment in high school. His parents moved away. They didn't want to take Dale out of high school. So they got him this little bitty apartment that was right across from the high school. He could literally walk to it or unicycle over to it if he chose. And he would go there. I don't recall, and you got to remember, I left. I didn't go to Brady High. I went to the Marine Military Academy, but I don't remember Dale dating anybody significantly. And when we separated and I went to college, I didn't know where he went. And then along comes Facebook, and Dale tracks me down. And it was like we never missed a beat. Honest to God. And I know men are different than women. Women want to know all about you. We had our moment, but it was like we were brothers, you know, from this time period. And it wasn't going to change. And because my wife was like, well, we should have been in better touch. And I was like, I just talked to him on his birthday. And, you know, we talked to each other kind of once a month. I talked to Dale more than I talked to my blood brother, Kirk. Which may not say much, but anyway, men are men and women are women. And men, we can be amigos. And I'm not telling you it's right, by the way. I think my wife is right in the sense that you got to spend more time. You got to do that. And I'm trying, you know. And ironically, one of my other best buddies, who's like a brother, Willie, we grew up in the martial arts together. Actually, I was his instructor for a while. He called me and said, hey, man, I'm going in to get my heart checked. And this was before I knew Dale died. I was like, well, good. I'm going to go get mine checked. He's like, well, good, man. And we were talking about we have more years behind us than we do in front of us. And he said his biggest regret was this year not getting a chance to see us, etc. And then I get the news that one of my best friends and a brother passed away. So I just don't want to let it go unnoticed how I feel about him. And how Lori must be feeling in their family. You know, Dale went on to become an engineer. He worked on oil refineries, and he and Lori lived overseas for a while. I think it was in a tropical place because they used to talk about coming to the islands and all that when we finally reconnected. And I guess all I'm saying is I'll miss my friend. He was having some health issues, Lori said, so I know he's in a better place. It doesn't make it better for us left behind, but I get it. We're all going to face this someday.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Post-debate polls have been released, and there's many of them. There are people making their assessments, and I'll be honest with you, lots of disagreement on who won, who lost, etc. One guy said this, 29% of Republican primary voters who watched the debate said that Florida Governor DeSantis won. Do you feel that way? Kevin Jackson's here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What was it? 29%. But what that means is 71% didn't think he won, which is really what the... I mean, if you had written it that way, 71% of the people believe that DeSantis lost, it would have a whole different feel than 29% of Republican primary voters believe that he won, while 26% said the same of businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, 26%. So DeSantis, 29, Ramaswamy, 26. And I believe Nikki Haley came in third at 15%. So those are your three winners of the debate, if you want to believe that. And my assessment was that DeSantis lost because if he couldn't get a plurality, think about it this way. DeSantis was the big guy. He didn't get a plurality. He got a plurality, but he didn't get a majority, not even close to a majority. 29% is a long way from 51%. So he loses in that respect, but he wins because he did get more votes than anybody else. Now, I say he lost because if he's 3 point separation from the youngest of the pack, Vivek Ramaswamy, I think that's a loss. I mean, Ramaswamy, quite frankly, is getting a lot more oxygen than DeSantis, and I think from a perception standpoint, that's a loss. Maybe you differ. And to be honest with you, this is what's good about this. This is good debate. If you differ from me, it's okay. I will not even ridicule. I won't call you dumb or anything like that because you're not. If your opinion differs, then you can rationalize it and say, well, Kevin, I agree with you, but you got to give it to DeSantis. He had the most. If this, I mean, this is only one poll, by the way. But if DeSantis had the most, so be it. Well, I couldn't argue with that. But as I said, I expected him to have a lot more. I expected it to be DeSantis 41 and everybody else, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy maybe 23, Nikki Haley 15, and then all the others. And the other thing, and here's how you can also rate it. I mean, there's multiple ways to look at this. One is, okay, what is your position before? I'll tell you the biggest loser, unquestionably in my mind, is Mike Pence. Mike Pence, you were vice president under Trump. You should be the leader. How is it that the number two under Trump is not leading the pack? That tells you all you need to know. And then, of course, look at his numbers. I don't know if they go into it here, but it's not much. You look at, Asa Hutchinson and Chris Christie. I never expected them to do much, and you guys got my assessment. These guys didn't either. But here's what they go on to say, because I don't want people to just think, all I care about is my opinion on this stuff. They say, DeSantis' political operation responded as expected, by hyping its candidate as the winner. Ramaswamy's share also suggests he will be a force in the presidential primary race ahead. But in context, their showings are a bit less impressive, and the actual impact on the race is probably larger for Haley. And see, this to me is a kind of a Nikki Haley puff piece, because Nikki Haley came in third behind Vivek Ramaswamy, who is a businessman. He's not a UN ambassador and former governor. He's not a former prosecutor. He's not a former vice president. This is a guy that came out of nowhere. Now, and by the way, I'm not making a commercial for him. I don't agree with Vivek Ramaswamy in his isolationist as it pertains to Taiwan. His statements during the debate were, we should protect Taiwan until we have our semiconductor stuff up and running. If you're going to protect somebody, you protect them. That's like saying, I'll protect my kids till they become 18, and when they're 18, they're on their own. No, they're not. You're going to protect them as long as you physically and financially and otherly can protect them. That's what you do. You don't throw people away. That was a childish comment. But again, I didn't base the debate on necessarily content. I based it on style with some content, because Vivek Ramaswamy had some decent content. Part of his decent content was, you ready? The protection of Donald Trump. If that was your, it was his number one cause, he gets it, and he's got a lot of other learning to do, and if he doesn't get that in line, so be it. But the very first thing you got to do, you got to recognize what the Democrats are doing and protect your warrior. Here's what the guy wrote on that note. He says, well, I'll talk about Trump in a second. Polling on debates often reflects people's preconceived notions about candidates. And then if you can flip that. He says, Donald Trump is a clear front runner ahead of the primaries, but he didn't participate in the debate. DeSantis is pulling more than one-third of the non-Trump vote in the 538 national polling average. Ramaswamy about a quarter. That means that DeSantis draws a larger percentage of the non-Trump vote in the national polling average than he did among debate watchers who deemed him the victor. Ramaswamy numbers were about the same for both metrics. He says, but if there's a candidate who overperformed by this measure, It's Haley. She's taking only about 8% of the non-Trump vote in the national average, but nearly double that number she won in the debate. So who are the people who say these candidates won, and did the candidates expand their appeal? Those might be the more interesting questions. And then they go on to say this. For DeSantis, the group saying he won was largely made up of people who already said they were considering him at 87%. Just 10% of the people who had previously not considered DeSantis said he won. Ramaswamy and Haley impressed more voters for whom they hadn't been on the radar. Ramaswamy was deemed the winner by 28% of those not considering him, while Haley took 37% of those who hadn't considered her before Wednesday night. Wait, let's see. I don't know how he was deemed the winner if he got 28. I think they meant 27% for her, because he got 28. I think it's a typo. I think she got 27. They said that's likely in part because voters were less familiar with Ramaswamy and Haley, but it suggests that these candidates might be expanding their appeal more than DeSantis did. See, I think that's kind of the issue for me, is who is appealing? Who can make you, can take the camera? I remember when I used to watch this dance competition. It's called So You Think You Can Dance. And one of the judges said, the way you know, they would have these dance-offs. And the judge said, the way you know who won is the one who can keep your eye. And I thought that's pretty insightful. Because it is true, if you're watching a series of dancers, there'll be one that just sort of grabs you. That could be just they're stunningly good looking or something. But I mean, if they're dancing and you there's something about it, your brain fixates, that's your winner. I'm not gonna go into much detail about this, but I think Ramaswamy won the debate. I don't know if he's the best candidate, but he did win the debate. We're gonna talk about Trump's return to Twitter when we get back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Idalia getting stronger as it moves towards the Florida coast. The judge overseeing former President Trump's federal election case expected to set a trial date later today. Trump's legal team has requested to postpone the trial The Justice Department pushing back on that, arguing it would deny the public its right to a speedy trial. President Biden and Vice President Harris set to meet with civil rights leaders and relatives of Martin Luther King Jr. today at the White House. It's to mark the 60th anniversary of King's historic march on Washington. Meanwhile, Jacksonville, Florida Sheriff T.K. Waters calling the racist manifesto linked to this weekend's mass shooting the diary of a madman. Employees at the Chicago Reserve Roastery in downtown Chicago rejecting union membership. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump was criticized for tweeting too much. You remember this? This is when he was, the 2016 election, Donald Trump would tweet and he would pick fights and he would do all this stuff. And, it's not presidential. He won in 2016 against all odds. Do you remember? They tried to cheat him. They told us he was the least most popular president ever elected. And then in 2020, he gets 16 million more votes. And I think they cheated him out of some of his votes. 75 million votes this guy gets, the most of any sitting president, and he loses. Twitter, by this point, it kicked him off. Who does this? Most people would be overjoyed to have the number one, the leader of the free world on their platform using it as a bully pulpit. What does Twitter do? They kick him off. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to. They kick him off because they were kicking us off. What have they done to us? Holy cow, listen to me. Let me tell you, if they left me alone on social media, I would be a multimillionaire. With the way that you get paid with the clicks and all that, are you kidding? People love me. Who am I talking to? Y'all are listening to me. People love my work. They're like, who is this fearless dude ready to fight for the conservative movement, ready to fight on behalf of anybody, regardless of race, creed, color, ethnicity, etc.? Who is this superhero? Shoot. Man, I was growing fast. And people don't realize this. Before I ever got on Fox, I was, my social media footprint, it's no wonder Fox noticed me. I would grow 4,000 to 5,000 people a day on Facebook. And you know what those suckers figured out? He gets through. People pay attention. We have the same issue here. I live in Arizona now. And I go speak at an event. I get mobbed. And I'm not telling you this to brag. Like, whoa, look at me. I'm all mobbing up. I don't care. Let me tell you what happens. I get up there and I say what's in your hearts. I say the same passion you feel for the subject, you feel it in me. And when the more you can sort of, I don't know what the, I'm fishing for the word here, but, you know, resonate. It resonates with you, what I say. The more closer you feel to me, that's when you're, oh, I got to get up, man. I got to go shake this guy's hand. I want to get a picture. And then some of them, I can't even, let me buy your book. They ain't not going to read my book. Some of them do. I'm glad you do, because there's powerful messages in that book. in all my books. But they don't want it for that. They love the energy and what they feel. It feels electric when somebody, you know, makes you feel what you're feeling and brings it out in this passionate way. And that's what Trump managed to do. So Twitter's management kicks him off for misinformation. He's not saying things right or whatever, or he's mean-spirited, or he's violated our terms of service, whatever, right? Facebook still can't tell me why they kicked me off, why they banned people from following my work. And I'm telling you this, I said it before I was on TV, I had over 600,000 followers on Facebook. I got on Fox, well, as I told, most of you know the story. For 3 years, I did not grow one person. In fact, I got less. How do you get less when you are resonating the way I was, you know, and then you go to nothing? You have to find me with kiddie porn or something for that to happen. That's insane. I want to make very clear, I don't do kiddie porn. Because there'll be people that'll take that clip, oh, Kevin Jackson talking about kiddie porn. What I'm telling you is, it's an impossibility. Inasmuch as Joe Biden got 81 million votes, you don't go backwards with the level of popularity I had. I had almost 700,000 people when I got to Fox, and it stayed there. It didn't move for 3 years. Then it went backwards. Doesn't happen. But it happened to me. Anyway, they know the real information came from the DOJ and the Democrats, and they didn't care. Get Trump, get those Americans who support him, and they still do it. The maggots and all that. Notice they haven't called us maggots. I haven't heard them call us maggots in a while. You want to know why? Because it didn't work. I was a proud maggot. I'm a proud MAGA. I'm a proud Trump supporter. Can't tell you I'm a proud Republican, sadly. Anyway, so the crooked DOJ worked in conjunction with social media and the DNC, etc., and they formed a cabal. They were essentially a racketeering organization. That's what they were. In every sense of the word, and it continues right now. Trump is exploding it because every time they bring one of these stupid indictments against him, I mean, you gotta love that mugshot, don't you? What a backfire. Talk about an iconic image. Trump just solidified his place. I mean, not that he hadn't done it already, but he completely put a stamp on it with his mugshot. His mugshot was, come get me. Don't you love it? I saw that. That is it's the same way you look at when you see somebody with confidence. And I know it because I have it. Don't mess with me. Many of my friends have said it. You know, they've told many other people, leave that guy alone. You want to pick a fight, don't pick it with him. Not the baddest guy in the world. And Trump is not the toughest guy in the world. But you look at that mugshot where he's saying, bring it. Come what may. I don't know the outcome. Trump's like, I don't know the outcome. He sold Mar-a-Lago to his son before he went in, so they couldn't try to take that. So he's done some smart things because he's saying, I don't know the outcome, but I know this. I'm ready to get into the fight. I don't have to know the outcome. Kevin, one of my best buddies says, Kevin, come help me. I'm in a fight. I'm in a shoot. I'm in my car. I'm there. If I had a jet, I'd go there. If I had a transporter, I'd go there. There's no hesitation. Do I know the outcome? No. You don't know the outcome. You don't know the outcome of the next moment of your life. I lost a friend. I talked about him, Dale. The call I got from his wife was the most unexpected call I've had in a long time. We're the same age. How are you dying? God's not through with me yet. So we don't know the outcome. That's not the point. Trump doesn't know. He's telling you, I don't know if I'm any tougher than any of you in terms of the Justice Department, but I tell you what, we're about to find out. I love that. It's amazing. Because that's the type of thing we want to see in leaders. So anyway, Trump forms Truth Social, which frankly has struggled, in my opinion. Again, not one of his best efforts, completely mismanaged the resource, picked the wrong people, blah, blah, blah. I said it. I wrote a piece about it at the time. I said, if Donald Trump does this the right way, he will blow the doors off of this whole cabal by the left. All he's got to do is do it the right way. Yeah, I don't know if that he has, but he still has it. And it's got millions of followers, and people are on it. I'm not going to give it a big commercial because I'm on Wimkin. And I think there needs to be other things out there. I don't know that we need social media. I think we need something better than social media. And Wimkin wants to be like going to Barnes & Noble where you see the book, you feel the book, get your coffee. Maybe there's a little jazz trio playing. You can listen to music. You can, you know, flip the pages, whatever, the sights, the sounds, the smells. Social media has to become a social gathering point, a focal point. Well, that's a story for another day. The point I'm making about Donald Trump is he's done something here, and the left created something here, and they don't really fully understand it. They kept poking this guy, and they're still poking and prodding at him. I told you there was all these, there's indictments brewing right now. What's funny, if you remember, the not too long ago, probably last week, we talked about Arizona may indict Donald Trump. Where is it? Where's the indictment? I want to see it. Donald Trump went into Georgia. By the way, I don't know if you guys saw this. When he was going into Georgia, the motorcade passed by. There were black people lining the streets, and they were excited. There he is. Which car? Which one you think? Car you think he's in? There were no signs saying F you like there was for Joe Biden in Hawaii. There were nobody yelling, get out of here, we don't want you. Donald Trump was met like he was a rock star by black folks. Another story for another day, but let me just say this. Black people like Donald Trump. There's a reason why he got three times more of the black vote than any other president. And by the way, got enough of the black vote to where we've always said you cannot lose an election if you get that many black people to vote for you. Donald Trump got three times the number and lost the election. That should tell you all you need to know. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats have made a huge mistake. Huge. And you don't have to trust and believe in me on this. Watch the polls. Every time something negative happens to Trump, poll numbers go up. Now, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. They're going to talk about the gap between Trump and the rest of the field. They did the debate, and then suddenly DeSantis will start to surge. You know, DeSantis is catching up with Donald Trump. He's catching Donald Trump. Don't believe the hype. It'll be BS. The Republicans, I don't know if they're going to do it, but certainly the conservative movement would be smart to do real polling on for themselves, because that's what the strategy will be. Show the gap closing. That's why Trump's got a huge gap, huge gap. And as it starts to close, you'll start to get a little, I don't know, Donald Trump, I think we may all start looking at DeSantis. Whatever. If you're going to get lose your religion over it, let me just tell you, don't do it. They will be fake. Donald Trump runs the Republican Party. He runs it for the simple reasons that he's real. He shows you his flaws. And he shows you he's willing to fight. And now what you're seeing is you're seeing the cabal, the targeting of by this secret society that wants to get Donald Trump at all costs. And the more they do it, the worse it turns out for him. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. When Trump went on Twitter, he tweeted too much. He gets kicked off of Twitter, and they think, oh, we've silenced him. Then they cheat him out of an election, right? They cheat him out of the election. They think, okay, now we're going to destroy his carcass. We're going to do January 6th. We're going to pin that on him. And then, you know what you find out? Every time they start their lie, where's the data? Here's Trump. He's going to trial over January 6th. And you know what the opposition has done? Well, we just lost our homework. The dog ate our homework. No, you destroyed all the evidence that would have pointed to you being the people who started J6. Suddenly, there's nothing there. Remember when Tucker Carlson got the J6 tapes? Oh, well, we can't show that because it shows, methods within the FBI. Well, oh, you mean you were there? You mean you might have been instigating Ray Epps? I'm sorry. Please explain. People got it. You understand it. And let me tell you, there is no point in history, none, that you can look at and go, I see for a fact our government is crooked. Our government is crooked at the DOJ, it's crooked at the FISA courts, it's crooked at the district courts, it's crooked at the AG level. Look at this Fannie, whatever her name is in Georgia. What a joke. Alvin Bragg. What happened to Fatso Alvin Bragg? What happened to him? Where's Letitia James? Where are all these people doing indictments? They have embarrassed the legal profession and the legal system. They're an embarrassment. And you shouldn't be afraid to say it. You should be telling everybody. What an embarrassment. Look, if you don't like Trump, it's one thing. But to target him and go after him like that, shame on you. Goes against every principle that we believe in. But you know what? That is the period we live in. People who go by principle, who live with some sort of moral identity, people of character, you're the ones who get the brunt of the bad news. Democrats don't like you. You are a reflection of everything they hate about themselves. And that's why they don't like you. And when you try to change things, they don't like you because, number one, they're invested in what's going on. They're invested in this. Are you kidding? These people, I mean, look, we've talked about it ad nauseum. We're interrupting their ability to get power and money and influence. Those are elixirs for leftists, for people of low character. I'm going to tell you something. I remember talking to Dave, one of my producers, and Dave said to me, Kevin, he says, I could have been a really amazing producer. I mean, he is, but he has no drive. Dave and me goes, yo, but I just don't have the drive. He's like, I just don't. It's not in me. And I remember saying to Dave when he told me this, if I had your talent, man, I would be, whoo, you know. And he's like, he looked at me and goes, I agree. He goes, if I had your drive, I'd own 5,000 radio stations. And I thought, how could you have that much talent and not have the drive? But then I flip it to me. When I was a kid, I wanted to be a millionaire. I wanted to be known, man. I wanted to be, I didn't want it for the better. I wanted to be like the Jackson 5, right? That was my little childhood dream. Ooh, I could be one of the Jackson 5. But as I grew up, I'm telling you right now, if I wanted millions of dollars, I know how to get it. But I don't have the drive to get it because it would be selling my soul. Now, Dave wasn't selling his soul. Maybe he did feel that way to some degree. Maybe he felt like it would be a sellout. Maybe he'd have to sell out a little bit. And it wasn't in him to do that. You know, I can see that. But with me, it is a stone-cold sellout. I would have to go against principle. And I won't do it. Trust me, though. It's an elixir. It's tempting. You know, I don't get up going like, ooh, today is the day that I can get over and become a multimillionaire. But I'm saying it is an elixir because you see people enjoying it. They're not struggling to pay their bills. They're not struggling to pay their employees. It's easy because there's somebody willing to say, hey, you do this, here you go. Look at these people running against Trump. I told you, go find out where their financing is coming from. You're going to find out it's a few limited sources and they're all getting financed by the same people. Why? These rhinos want to destroy Trump. Why? Because the Uniparty understands he is the one thing that could separate them from their money and their power, from the New World Order. Look, we're going to face a lot of issues, not us, but the generations beyond us. They're going to face issues of, you know, potential overpopulation, food shortage, things like that. These are things you have to take a look at. But do you need to be so Machiavellian about it? And I know it's going to be decisions. If the world were going to end today, you know, theoretically, and you said, okay, if it's going to survive, who do we pick? Yeah, I'm not picking Ray Ray. I ain't picking my cousin Burl, you know, who got shot and rightfully so and killed. I'm not picking some of these thugs. I get it. There's a selection process. But you know what? It could be a little bit more judicious and not just a bunch of elites making these decisions for us. I'd like a seat at the table. I don't know how you feel. Anyway, let me get back to this. So the irony is that the Democrats made Trump go back onto Twitter. He did two things that were critical on Twitter. One, he did his interview with Tucker Carlson on X. That's what they call it now. 200 million hits on that. Now, I heard somebody say, well, that's not as big of a deal as the 12.8 million on Fox. Okay. You're right. I could sell 200 million of something versus 12.8 million. I'd rather sell the 12.8 million. That's just nonsense. Trump got 200 million plus people to watch his interview. That's number one. Number two, he went on a competitive platform, something he had not done. The Democrats drove him back to the very place where they got him kicked off. Elon Musk said, come on back, man. Now, here's what I want you to consider. What if these two decide? You know what? We're better together. What if Elon Musk says, you know what, Donald? We'll do Truth Social. Bring it back. You'll have the bully pulpit. You know, is it a good move from a lot of other? I mean, what's it going to do? I'll tell you this: it's going to make people talk about it. It would make people go. Now the left would go, where's Donald Trump coming back? Whatever. Doesn't matter. Elon Musk makes a strategic move to bring Trump in. Could be game over. So Donald Trump's first tweet showed what? His mugshot. That mugshot has been talked about. I mean, it is the talk of the town. T-shirts. Everything's already being made for it. It is iconic. It reminds me of Al Capone. It reminds me of... I'm not trying to look for bad guys, but I'm saying there are iconic mugshots that you go, wow, this one will go down in the annals of history and may be the most viewed mugshot in the history of man in a very short order. That's what I believe. But I hear John Sebastian's song, Welcome Back. Welcome back to that same old place that they laughed at you at. I'm just telling you, if these two do something together with the prowess of Trump's marketing and the genius of Elon Musk, watch out, leftists. And that's what's ironic to me. These people pushed and shoved and you know, just forced Trump to go back, and now he's on the competition. There has to be something brewing behind this, because it's not the media we expect Trump to be.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.